I dreamed my life was done, and I stood before God's Son. It was time to see what my reward would be. With love he reviewed my life to count what was done for Christ. For that was what would last eternally. See, I've done my best to share that Jesus really cares, that he would say if they would just believe. Oh, but seldom did harvest come, so few did I see one, until said, turn around and see. Then he showed me the faces of the one who'd come because of me. So many faces that my life had led to Calvary. Years I thought nobody saw as I labored in lonely places. That's when Jesus smiled and showed me all the faces. He said, though you did not see the yield, you were faithful to plow the field. At other times, you helped me plant the seed. Oh, but seldom did harvest come, so few did I see one, until the Lord said, turn around and see. Then he showed me the faces of the ones who'd come because of me. So many faces that my life had led to Calvary. And all those years I thought nobody saw as I labored in lonely places. That's when Jesus smiled and showed me all the faces. And all those years I thought nobody saw as you labored in lonely places. One day he'll smile and show you all the faces, the faces. You'll see their faces.
All right, thank you, Karina. Why don't we, you don't, let's not, I won't have you stand tonight while we read. It's a little warm in here, and we want to be done in time to go to the park. By the way, if you want to know what park we're going to, it's the 4th of July park where we always go. Glad to have the Spanish with us tonight. I would translate for you, but then I don't have to preach twice.
Es un gusto tener la obra hispana con nosotros.
Make sure that he's saying what I'm saying, okay?
Asegúrense que diga lo que yo digo, okay?
I don't trust him.
No confío en él.
Okay, 2 Samuel chapter 3 verse 17 and we'll read 17 and 18.
Segunda de Samuel capítulo 3 versículo 17.
We'll read two verses.
Dos versículos. Segunda de Samuel capítulo 3.
This morning we spoke about 26 years and what we've done to get us to this point. What helped our church to get here.
Esta mañana hablamos acerca de lo que 26 años ha sido y lo que nos tomó llegar aquí.
Tonight we're going to talk about what we need to keep doing.
Quiero hablar sobre esta noche sobre qué debemos de hacer para seguir adelante.
I'll read verse 17 and 18 and Brother Comp will read it in Spanish. And Abner had communication with the elders of Israel saying, "You sought for David in times past to be king over you. Now then do it, for the Lord hath spoken of David, saying, By the hand of my servant David I will save my people Israel out of the hand of the Philistines and out of the hand of their enemies."
Y habló Abner con los ancianos de Israel, diciendo, Hace ya tiempo procurabais que David fuese rey sobre vosotros. Ahora pues, hacedlo, porque Jehová ha hablado a David, diciendo, Por la mano de mi siervo David libraré a mi pueblo Israel de mano de los filisteos. Y de mano de todos sus enemigos.
Let's pray.
Vamos a orar.
Father, we thank you for loving us this evening.
Gracias por amarnos esta tarde.
Bless us in this few minutes we have together.
Ayúdanos en estos cuantos minutos.
Speak to our hearts.
Háblanos al corazón.
Help us to do what we know we're supposed to do.
Ayúdanos a hacer lo que sabemos que debemos hacer.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Cristo.
Amen. In the story here, Saul is dead.
En la historia aquí, Saúl ha muerto.
David was the one who was chosen by God to be the next king.
David había sido el escogido por Dios para ser el próximo rey.
There's a bit of a civil war going on.
Y hay una cierta clase de guerra civil aquí.
Saul's son Isbosheth has kind of made himself a king.
El hijo de Saúl, Ibaneser, se ha hecho él mismo el rey.
And so he has part of the kingdom.
Y así que él tiene parte del reino.
And David has part of the kingdom.
Y David tiene otra parte del reino.
Abner, who was his military leader,
quien era el hombre militar de él,
is really the power behind Isbosheth.
Es realmente el hombre de poder detrás de Ibesenel.
Isbosheth accuses him of some sin.
Y lo acusan de algunos pecados.
Abner gets mad.
Abner se enoja.
And decides that he's going to help David become the rightful king.
Y él va y decide apoyar a David porque él es el rey que Dios estableció.
And so what he does is he goes around to all the leaders and says, "You know David is supposed to be king."
Y lo que hace es que va a todos los líderes y les dice, "Ustedes saben que David es el asignado al rey."
And then he makes a little phrase there in English. It says, "Now then, do it."
Hay una frase que dice, versículo 18, ahora pues. Hacedlo.
What he's telling them is, you know what the right thing to do is.
Y lo que les está diciendo en pocas palabras es, ustedes saben lo que hay que hacer correctamente.
So now is the time to do what you know you're
supposed
to do.
Y ahora es tiempo de hacer lo que sabemos que tenemos que hacer.
Now turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 28.
Ahora voltee su Biblia al Primera de Crónicas capítulo 28.
By the way, the problem wasn't that they didn't know what to do. The problem was they weren't doing what they knew they were supposed to do.
El problema no es que no sabían lo que tenían que hacer. El problema es que no querían hacer lo que sabían que tenían que hacer.
By the way, the funny thing is Abner knew it too, but he decided to do it later.
Lo curioso es que Abner también lo sabía, pero no lo quería hacer.
1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 19 and 20.
Primera de Crónicas 28, versículos 19 y 20.
It says this in verse 19. All this said David.
Todas estas cosas dijo David.
The Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me even all the words of this pattern.
Me fueron trazadas por la mano de Jehová que me hizo entender todas las obras del diseño.
Now verse 20.
20.
And David said to Solomon his son, Be strong and of good courage and do it.
Y dijo además David a Salomón su hijo, Anímate y esfuérzate y manos a la obra.
What happened is David wanted to build a temple.
Lo que estaba sucediendo es que David quería levantar el templo de Dios.
God comes to him and says, "You can't do it because you've shed too much blood."
Y Dios viene y le dice, "No puedes porque has derramado mucha sangre."
So David knows that his son is going to build the temple.
Así que David sabe que su hijo es el que va a construir el templo.
David starts to prepare for the building of the temple.
Y David empieza a preparar para la construcción del templo.
He puts aside all the materials that
y
will
pone
be needed.
Todos los materiales que va a usar.
He gives a money offering
y da
towards
una ofrenda monetaria.
As Solomon is growing up, he knows this is what he is supposed to do.
Y como
in
va
life.
Creciendo Salomón, él sabe que eso es lo que se tiene que hacer.
And so as David gets to the end of his life,
así que al llegar David al final de sus días,
he tells Solomon,
le dice a Salomón,
you're the one that's going to get it done.
Tú lo vas a hacer.
And then he says almost the same thing.
Y dice casi lo mismo.
He says, do it.
Le dice, manos a la obra.
The problem with Christians,
el problema de los cristianos,
is not that we don't know what we're supposed to be doing.
Es que no es que no sepamos lo que tenemos que hacer.
The problem is we just don't do it.
El problema es que simplemente no lo hacemos.
What is our church going to do going forward from here on out?
¿Qué va a hacer nuestra iglesia de hoy en adelante para seguir adelante?
We're going to do the things we know we're supposed to do.
Vamos a hacer lo que sabemos que tenemos que hacer.
Let me give you several things we're going to keep doing.
Ahora déjeme darle varias cosas que tenemos que seguir haciendo.
By the way, nothing earth-shattering.
Nada es espontáneo, sí.
But the truth usually never is.
Pero la verdad nunca es.
First thing we're going to do is we're going to get the gospel. We're going to keep getting the gospel out.
La primera cosa que vamos a hacer es vamos a seguir pasando el evangelio.
The great commission is still in the Bible.
La gran comisión todavía existe en la Biblia.
The main purpose of a church is to glorify God by getting the gospel out.
La área primordial de una iglesia es glorificar a Dios y lo hace a través de presentar el evangelio.
Most churches are nothing more than a glorified social center.
Muchas iglesias no son más que son iglesias de que se centran a ellos mismos.
There's nothing wrong with fellowship.
No hay nada malo con compañerismo.
There's nothing wrong with having activities.
No hay nada malo con tener actividades.
There's nothing wrong with all the things our church does.
No hay nada de malo con cosas que nuestra iglesia hace.
But the main thing is we got to get the gospel out.
Pero la cosa primordial es pasar el evangelio.
Let me say this.
Déjeme decir esto.
We need to get the gospel out personally.
Tenemos que pasar el evangelio personalmente.
It is all of our responsibility to share the good news.
Y es una responsabilidad de todos pasar el evangelio.
No one's exempt.
Nadie está exento.
Well, you know, I just don't know how to share the gospel.
No, es que yo no sé cómo pasar el evangelio.
That's no excuse.
Esa no es excusa.
I remember when I was a new Christian.
Cuando yo era un recién cristiano, me acuerdo.
I did not know how to share the gospel.
Yo no sabía cómo pasar el evangelio.
I talked to brother, actually Johnny Esposito at the time.
Hablé con el hermano Johnny Esposito en ese tiempo.
And he gave me a little outline.
Y me dio un bosquejo.
And so what I did is I cut it out.
Y lo que hice es que lo corté.
I got me a New Testament.
Me compré un Nuevo Testamento.
And I taped it to the inside of the New Testament.
Y le pegué ese papel dentro del Nuevo Testamento.
One of the first times I ever witnessed to somebody.
Así que las primeras veces que fui a ganar almas a alguien.
I witnessed to my brother-in-law's mom.
Le gané para Cristo a la mamá de mi cuñado.
Her name was Helga.
Y su nombre era Helga.
She was an old school German woman.
Y era una mujer alemana de las de antes.
And she was tough.
Y era dura.
Her husband was very docile.
Y su esposo era bien calmado.
Yeah, she was a type to hit her husband in the head with like a frying pan.
Era como esas que le pegan con la olla.
Yeah. So I go to visit her.
So fui a visitarla.
Husband's laying on the couch. He did not want to get up.
Su esposo estaba sentado ahí en el sillón, no quiso parar.
So I sat down with her.
Me senté con ella.
And I said, I want to share something with
y
you.
Le dije, quiero compartir algo con usted.
About how you can go to heaven.
Acerca de cómo ir al cielo.
She said, fine.
Dijo, okay.
So I opened the New Testament and I looked at that little piece of paper.
Abrí el Nuevo Testamento y miré ese papelito que pegué ahí.
Said, hey, it says here you're a sinner.
Y dice aquí, primeramente dice que eres pecadora.
I said, hold on, there's a verse there.
Espérate, hay un versículo creo ahí.
And I'd flip to the verse.
Y le volteé al versículo.
Read her the verse.
Y en el versículo.
Talk to her about it.
Le enseñé lo que decía.
Got it? She goes, yep.
Y dije, ¿entiendes? Dijo sí.
I said, hold on, look back
dije,
there.
Espérate, volví a ver el papelito.
Hey, says you're going to hell.
Dice que vas a ir al infierno.
I didn't look to see what her response was.
No volteé a verla para ver su acción.
I read some verses to her.
Le leí unos versículos.
We did that for about 20-something minutes.
Y hicimos eso por unos 20 minutos.
I looked up at her. I said, "Would you like to receive Jesus Christ?"
La volteé a mirar y le dije, "¿Te gustaría aceptar a Cristo como Salvador?"
And to my surprise,
y a mi sorpresa,
she had a gun. No.
Era una pistola.
She was crying.
Estaba llorando.
I don't know if she felt sad for me.
No sé si tuvo tristeza de mí.
So I said, "Would you like?" And she wanted to trust Christ.
Y quiso aceptar a Cristo.
I said, "Let's bow our head and close
dije,
our eyes."
Vamos a orar, cierra tus ojos.
I said, "You need to pray and ask the Lord to save
dije,
you."
Tienes que orar y pedirle al Señor que te salve.
And you need to mean it with all your heart.
Y tienes que hacerlo con corazón de verdad.
And then I opened up my New Testament
y
to see what the prayer should be.
Y dije,
I didn't know.
No sabía.
But you know what? I didn't let it stop me.
Pero le di, pero, ¿sabe qué? No dejé eso que me detuviera.
All of us are responsible to share the gospel.
Todos somos responsables de compartir
God
el Evangelio.
God will bring someone your way that you can reach.
Dios siempre va a traer a alguien en tu camino para que tú le hables.
By the way, hey. In October we have one-by-one soul winning training. No excuse. Let's all be here.
Hey, en octubre tenemos el entrenamiento de cómo ganar almas. No hay excusa para que usted no pueda estar aquí.
And we're supposed to get the gospel out to the whole world.
¿Y sabe qué? Tenemos que compartir el evangelio a todo el mundo.
You say, how do we do that?
Usted dice, ¿cómo hacemos eso?
Missions revival.
Avivamiento de misiones.
We will take our faith promise.
Vamos a tomar promesa de fe.
To support missionaries
para
all
apoyar
around the world.
Y sostener misioneros.
Look, we cannot afford not to give to missions.
¿Sabe? No tenemos el privilegio de no apoyar a misiones.
When we started Faith Promise Missions,
cuando comenzamos las promesas de fe para misiones,
where I went to college,
cuando, a donde yo fui al colegio,
they didn't teach us about that.
No nos enseñaron acerca de eso.
So we didn't give to missions.
Así que yo no daba misiones.
Our church had the first missions conference.
Nuestra iglesia tuvo la primera conferencia de misiones.
They asked us to pray about what God would want us to give for missions.
Y nos dijeron, ora para ver qué Dios quiere que tú des para misiones.
And so we prayed.
Así que oré.
And God gave us an amount.
Y Dios me dio un número.
Over and above our tithe.
Sobre mis diezmos.
And we started giving in 1994.
Y empezamos a dar en 1995.
And every single year
y
we
cada
up it.
Año hemos dado.
And you know, now it's a pretty decent amount.
¿Sabe? Ahora es una buena cantidad de dinero.
And by the way, I like to write that check.
¿Y sabe qué? Me encanta dar when it, esa clase de
listen,
cheque.
When you give to missions, when we do the missions, the
cuando,
missionary of the week,
cuando tengamos este, el misionero de sus cartas,
and you hear what's going on,
y usted oye lo que le pasa en la vida de un misionero,
you'll be excited about
usted
it
le va a dar gusto
because you had a part
porque
in
usted
it.
Tuvo parte de lo que
so let's
haciendo.
Keep getting the gospel out.
Hay que seguir compartiendo el evangelio.
You know you're supposed to do it.
Usted sabe que tiene que hacerlo.
You've been in this church any amount of time, you know we're supposed to do
y usted si ha tenido un buen tiempo en esta iglesia, usted sabe que tenemos que hacerlo.
Let's do it.
Hay que hacerlo.
Let me say this.
Déjeme decir esto.
Also, you know you're supposed to get God, close to God.
Ahora, usted sabe que también tiene que acercarse a Dios.
You are not a good Christian just because you come to church.
No eres un buen cristiano por solo venir a la iglesia.
That's like me saying I'm an animal because I visit the zoo.
Es como decir yo soy un animal porque fui al zoológico.
I did see some people's relatives there.
Ahora sí vi algunos cuantos familiares de algunos de aquí.
Their last name was Carrillo.
Y uno de ellos se apellidaba Carrillo.
Listen, if you're going to be the Christian God wants you to be, you need to get close to Him.
Si usted va a ser el cristiano que Dios quiere que sea, necesita acercarse a Él.
Look, last Sunday morning, we preached a whole message about reading your Bible.
La semana pasada en la mañana, prediqué un mensaje exactamente de leer la Biblia.
In Deuteronomy, God told any future king they had, he was supposed to write out a personal copy of the scripture.
En Deuteronomio, Dios le dijo al rey que escribiera en porción lo que decía la Biblia.
And he was supposed to read it every single day of his life.
Y tenía que leerlo todos los días de su vida.
That's a good goal for all of us.
Esa es una buena meta para todos nosotros.
Look, to read through your Bible in a year,
para leer su Biblia un año,
just one time,
una sola vez por año,
takes about 15 to 20 minutes.
Toma de 15 a 20 minutos.
Now, I don't mean to pry.
Ahora, no quiero presumir.
Most of you spend more time on your cell phone than that.
Muchos de ustedes duran más tiempo en el celular.
And by the way, just because you have a Bible app on your phone doesn't mean you're close to God.
Nomás porque tiene una aplicación del teléfono en el teléfono.
You know, it's funny. People crash into stuff because they're like, yeah.
Mira, es curioso. Gente choca en el carro porque va así, mira.
And I'm not against your cell phone.
Y no estoy en contra de tu celular.
I think we could spend some time on the Bible.
Ahora, creo que podemos pasar un buen tiempo en la Biblia.
Most people spend more time in social media.
La mayoría de la gente pasa más tiempo en sitios sociales.
Maybe I'm prying here.
A lo mejor estoy aquí haciendo algo, pero.
But we just had another granddaughter.
Acabo de tener otra nieta.
I put a picture. I have an Instagram.
Ahora estoy en Instagram y puse una foto.
I didn't look at the picture very close, but I put a picture of her on Instagram.
No vi bien la foto, pero la puse en la foto ahí en Instagram.
It was right after she was born.
Después que nació.
And I saw the picture up close later.
Ya después miré bien exacta la foto.
She didn't look good.
No se veía muy bien.
She had that stuff on her. You know what
todavía
I'm talking about?
Todavía tenía esas cosas.
But it's like after you post a picture, you already got like 5 likes.
Y luego puse la foto y nomás 5 que les gustó la foto.
I mean, are we like on that thing 24/7? Hey, look.
Hey, y hay gente que 24/7.
I don't think you ought to like photos.
No creo que te deberías de enamorar de fotos.
But if you do, like my granddaughter,
pero
she's
si
adorable,
sí,
okay?
Ama a mi nieta.
I even liked her, and I should. I don't like your pictures,
nieta.
All right? I think your pictures are dumb. But anyhow, what are we talking about? Oh. This translation thing
yo
is
creo
killing
que las fotos
me.
Están okay, tontas, just todos modos, amen.
The Bible.
La Biblia.
Spend time in the Bible. Let's spend time in prayer.
Hey, dura tiempo en la Biblia. Hay que pasar tiempo en oración.
Same thing as the Bible.
Es lo mismo que en la Biblia.
I would be ashamed to spend time on my phone if I haven't spent time with God.
Sería una vergüenza que pasara más tiempo en mi teléfono que
en la
oración.
We need God.
Hey, ¿sabe qué? Necesitamos de
and
Dios.
I hope we all sign up for each month for our prayer time.
Y ojalá usted firme y se apunte para la oración.
And let me say this, you want to get close to God, let's make sure we're being faithful in our giving.
Y sabe que si vamos a acercarnos a Dios, hay que seguir siendo fieles en nuestro dar.
I can tell if you trust God.
Hey, puedo confiar dónde está tu fe en Dios.
A person that does not give like God commands,
la persona que no da como Dios ordena,
there's a lack of trust.
Hay una falta de fe.
I say it, and you say, "Well, you have to say this. You're staff."
Dice, ah, es que tú tienes que decirlo. Tú eres la facultad.
The greatest thing I'm glad I got involved with right away as a Christian.
La una de las grandes cosas que me acerqué pronto en mi ministerio
is giving.
Es cuando aprendí a dar.
I don't know where I got it from.
Yo no sé dónde se me enseñó a dar.
I didn't get up. I didn't grow up in church.
Yo no crecí en una iglesia.
But when I started going to church,
pero cuando,
17 year old,
pero cuando tenía 17 años y empecé a ir a la iglesia,
who had a job,
tenía trabajo,
I just knew I was supposed to give.
Simplemente sabía que tenía que dar.
And by the way, it's thrilling.
Y sabe que es un gozo.
So let's get close to God.
Hay que acercarnos a Dios.
We just did a whole series on being connected to Christ.
Acabo de hacer una serie de estar conectados con Dios.
And we said it over and over.
Y dijimos una y otra vez.
You are as close to God as you want to be.
Usted está tan cerca de Dios como usted quiera estar tan cerca de él.
Next.
Segundo.
Siguiente. Let's grow the church.
Hey, hay que trabajar para crecer la iglesia.
This goes closely with sharing the gospel.
Esto va cercas con el evangelio.
God wants us to reach people.
Dios quiere que alcancemos a gente.
Do you realize everywhere you go,
usted realiza que donde usted vaya,
you run into people
va a toparse con gente
who don't know God,
que no conoce a Dios,
and if they don't know God,
y si no conocen a Dios,
their life is not on the right track.
Su vida no está en el camino correcto.
They may drive a nice car.
Hey, a lo mejor manejan un buen carro.
They may live in a nice house.
A lo mejor tienen una buena casa.
They may have a boatload of money in the bank.
A lo mejor tienen una cantidad grande de dinero
but
en el banco.
If they don't have God,
si no tienen a Dios,
they don't have hope.
No tienen esperanza.
Christ in you,
Dios en él,
the hope of glory.
Es la esperanza de la
we
gloria.
Have the answer.
Tenemos la respuesta.
Listen, when someone new walks in our church,
cuando
I hope
alguien
we reach
nuevo
out to
entra
them.
En nuestra iglesia, alguien tiene que alcanzarle.
Don't wait for the ushers to greet
hey,
them.
No, espere que los sugieres vayan y les saluden.
Don't wait for someone else to help
no
them.
Espere que alguien más vaya y le ayude.
Hey, let's all of us help
hey,
them.
Todos hay que ayudarle.
You know what made the biggest impression to me as a new Christian going to church?
¿Sabe qué fue lo que más hizo o impresionó mi vida cuando fui a la iglesia?
It wasn't that the pastor greeted
no
me.
No era que el pastor me saludó.
Although he did.
Ahora, él me saludó.
It wasn't that the church staff greeted me.
No fue que la facultad de la iglesia me saludó.
Although they did.
Aunque me saludaron.
The greatest impressions that were
la
made.
La gran impresión que yo tuve
were the church members that came.
Fue los miembros que vinieron y me
I'd
saludaron.
Be around there and they'd give me encouragement.
Estaba con ellos y me animaban.
By the way, be involved with your Sunday school class.
Acérquese y sea parte en su clase escuela dominical.
I hope you don't come late on Sunday
morning. Ojalá
que
usted no sea de los que viene tarde a la iglesia.
Now, I've tasted some of the coffee in other Sunday school classes. I get it.
Ahora, yo sé, pruebas café en otro lado.
Our coffee's the best.
Mi café es el mejor.
But you can't have any.
Pero no puedes venir a mi clase.
Get to your class.
Hey, llegue a su clase.
And don't just sit there and just sit there and take it all in.
Hey, no se siente y se tome todo, man.
You see somebody in that class.
Hey, usted ve a alguien en esa clase.
Walk up to them and
vaya y salúdele.
Let them know you're glad they're
hágale
here.
Hágale saber que usted está ahí.
Let's love people.
Hay que amar a gente.
Let's patiently encourage them.
Hay que pacientemente animarles.
You know, sometimes people come in.
Hay veces gente entra.
And maybe they're not there yet as a Christian.
Y no están ahí como cristianos todavía.
You are not the Bible police.
Tú no eres el policía bíblico.
Hey, look at that Bible you have.
Mira la Biblia que cargas.
That's the wrong version.
Es una versión mala.
That's the Reign of Valera?
No.
Which one?
I don't know.
Okay, it's all good.
Yeah, la de Gómez.
One more time, you're going to patch. Not as a worker. Okay? Or hey, you didn't do this right.
Hey, no hiciste esto bien.
Love them.
Ámelo.
We have the fall program coming up.
Tenemos el programa de otoño que sigue.
When we have the fall program, we have an opportunity. A lot of people visit our church.
En el tiempo del otoño tenemos la oportunidad de ayudar mucha gente porque viene mucha gente.
On Friend Day alone, we'll probably have 250, 300 adult visitors.
El día del amigo va a venir nomás unos 200, 300 visitantes.
Your Sunday school teacher can't reach them all.
Tu maestro de escuela dominical no los puede alcanzar a todos.
The guys up here can't reach them all.
Aquí los que están arriba no van a poder alcanzar a todos.
That's a Christian thing.
Ese es algo del cristiano.
Let's do everything we can to
Hay
reach
que hacer
out
lo más que podemos para alcanzarlos,
to our community.
Para alcanzar nuestra comunidad.
We know we're supposed to.
Sabemos que tenemos que.
So let's do it.
Hay que hacerlo.
And the last thing is this.
Y la última cosa es esto.
And you knew I was going to mention this.
Y usted sabe que iba a mencionar esto.
Gotta get the building done.
Hay que terminar el edificio.
Gotta get it done.
Hay que terminar el edificio.
We need that building.
Tenemos, necesitamos ese edificio.
Man, right now I'd settle for the parking lot.
Hey, ahorita nomás por el parqueadero atrás.
By the way, I appreciate our church.
Y gracias a la iglesia.
We have no parking lot.
No tenemos parqueadero ahorita.
And you still come to church.
Y todavía viene a la iglesia.
We had a pastor visit here about 2.5 weeks ago.
Hace dos semanas y media vino un pastor a visitarnos.
And he wrote me a letter thanking us for the service.
Y me mandó una carta dándome gracias por el servicio.
I appreciate the spirit of your
me
church.
Dijo, qué gran espíritu tiene tu iglesia.
Even though I had no idea where we're supposed to park.
Aunque batallé buscar dónde parquearme.
He didn't say it like that, but
no
it was
lo
something
dijo
like
así,
that.
Pero sonó.
Listen, we have a great church.
Hey, tenemos una gran iglesia.
We need to get that building done.
Hey, hay que terminar ese edificio.
Let me give you three things you can help with the building. And I mean this sincerely.
Y sinceramente lo digo esto.
Persistently pray.
Persistentemente, por favor, ore.
We need God to help us get that building done.
Necesitamos que Dios nos ayude a terminar
the way
edificio.
We've chosen to do the building,
la manera que escogimos terminar el edificio,
is saving us millions of dollars.
Estás ahorrándonos millones de dólares.
But it's a very challenging way
Pero
to do
es
it.
Es una manera bien desafiante de hacerlo.
That's why we need God's help.
Por eso necesitamos a Dios que nos
so
ayude.
Make sure you pray for us, please.
Por favor, ayúdenos a orar.
And then volunteer your time.
Y luego sea voluntario o de su tiempo como voluntario.
When we go back to having the classes work on Saturdays,
cuando ya volvamos otra vez a que las clases empiecen a trabajar los sábados,
if it's your class Saturday, show up. Let's
si
work.
Tu clase le toca el sábado, llegue a ayudar a trabajar.
When we have teams come out,
cuando llegan equipos de otros lugares a trabajar,
come out and help us get
venga
it done.
Y ayúdenos a trabajar.
That building is going to help us so much; it'll be unbelievable.
Ese edificio nos va a ayudar mucho.
By the way, I said it this morning.
Esta mañana lo dije.
This is not normal.
Esto que usted ve no es normal.
To sit this close together,
sentarse tan pegaditos,
to put people in a penalty box,
es como meter a la gente allá en la caja de
a penalty box hole. Yeah, gracias. To put people outside on the patio.
Sentar a gente afuera en el patio.
By the way, people were actually looking to come to the service this morning. I wonder why.
Gente estaba contenta de venir a la iglesia hoy.
It was hot.
Estaba caliente afuera.
And then this morning we had the foyer open.
Y luego teníamos ahí abierto.
Listen, when we have Friend Day, you know where people are going to be? They're going to be all the way back out to the Coke machine.
¿Sabe qué? Cuando venga el día del amigo, gente va a estar sentada hasta allá donde están las máquinas de soda.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were all in one building?
¿Qué bendición sería estar en un solo edificio?
Won't it be nice when John Castle's church won't be Sunday school class won't be a block down the street?
Hey, ¿qué bendición sería que la clase del hermano John Castle ya no esté a una cuadra de la iglesia?
Won't it be nice when the children's Sunday school wing won't be right there under a tarp?
¿Qué bendición va a ser cuando el salón de escuela dominical de los niños no esté ahí afuera?
By the way,
cerca de la carpa.
We upgraded. We bought a new tarp about 6 months ago.
Ya progresamos. Compramos
didn't
una tarpa
need a building
nueva.
Permit or anything. It was
no
great.
No ocupamos permiso de nada de la
It'll
ciudad.
Be nice when we don't have Sunday school classes on the lawn.
Va a ser bonito cuando ya no tengamos escuelas de escuela dominical ahí en el Zacate.
By the way, pray for our lawn. I think it has cancer.
Hey,
there's something wrong
por el
with that
Zacate
thing.
Que está allá. Creo que
that
tiene cáncer o algo.
I think it has cancer. Let's get the building done.
Hay que terminar el edificio.
Let me say this, it's going to take sacrificial giving.
Y último, va a tomar sacrificio de la iglesia.
We need to give to get the building
Tenemos
done.
Que dar para levantar esa obra.
How soon we get the building done
que tan rápido como podamos levantar ese edificio
is related to how much we give.
Está relacionado en cómo damos.
And by the way, we've given a lot, and I appreciate
sí,
that.
Gracias porque
But let's
dado.
Keep doing it so
Pero
we can get into that building.
Para acabar el edificio.
Look, the message is very simple.
Mire, el mensaje es bien sencillo.
I could mention 100 different categories
puedo
if I
mencionar sin más cosas que puedo decir.
The issue for most Christians
el problema de la mayoría de los cristianos
isn't knowing what they're supposed to do.
No es el no saber qué hacer.
The problem is we just don't do it.
El problema es que simplemente no lo hacemos.
We're educated way past our obedience.
Hemos sido educados mucho allá y ahora somos desobedientes.
Just like they knew David should have been king all along.
Tal como ellos sabían que David tenía que haber sido el rey desde hace mucho tiempo.
There came a time when they had to just do it.
Llegó el tiempo donde tuvieron que parar y simplemente hacerlo.
Let's do what God specifically tells us to do.
Hay que hacer lo que Dios específicamente nos ha ordenado hacer.
Let's all stand together and bow
vamos
our heads and close
pie,
our eyes.
Vamos a orar.
The pianist is going to come and